So tell me who's behind this, though. There's some involvement of the kids. There's, I guess, the son of Steve Witkoff, who later becomes the Middle East envoy. Tell me who is actually running World Liberty Financial, and how do the Trumps make money off of it?
It seemed like there were these two kind of longtime online hustlers who were the real movers behind the project.
All right, this is a fascinating segment from the Ezra Klein Show. He released it this morning, and there's just a few minutes where they really go in depth about the Trump administration and about the way World Liberty Financial works. Actually, the entire thing, they go in depth. I'll link it in the description below, of course. It's worth watching. But I just want to show you World Liberty Financial being exposed and uncovered in a completely new way. Just to back up for a second, World Liberty Financial is the crypto firm that the Trump family took over, and they now have a 75% net revenue from the token sales. They're non-tradable, so once you buy them, you can't do anything with them. And over $280 million has been raised from buyers, and this article is like a month or two old. As World Liberty Financial raised more than $500 million, President Trump's family took control of the crypto venture. World Liberty Financial has Barron, Eric, and Don Jr. all on the board, and it's insane. Let's listen to Ezra Klein and Zeke break this down. It's worth watching.
One of them, his name is Chase Hero, and dig into his resume, it's a spotty one. He has bragged about dealing weed. He used to sell weight loss colon cleanses online. He had a $149 a month get rich quick program. I watched him on Logan Paul's podcast where he promoted a crypto coin that later went down 96%. And he's pretty much an unknown in crypto. He'd only ever done one cryptocurrency project that I could find. It attracted a few million dollars and then suffered a big hack.
That's the dude that Trump is partnering with.
At this point, like, this
perfect.
Is
yeah. Just excellent choice of business partner here.
Yeah. And then I spent a long time watching all of his YouTube videos, of which there were many. And in one, he called himself the dirtbag of the internet and said that regulators should, quote, kick shitheads like me out. Then he said a quote about crypto that honestly I kind of agree with, but makes him kind of an odd business partner. He said he was in this video, he's streaming while he drives his Rolls Royce, and he says, you can literally sell shit in a can,
wrapped in piss, covered in human skin, for $1 billion if the story's right. Because people will buy it, and that is what is going on in the crypto space. And like I said in my other video, I'm not going to question the right and wrong of all that.
That is so Trumpian. He doesn't care about the morality. He cares about maximizing the amount of money he can get from people that he deems as suckers. So this guy, you'll hear in a second, he somehow worked his way into the Trump orbit and is now masterminding. That's not even the term to use. There's nothing masterminding about it. He's now the one that's basically orchestrating, is a term. This entire scheme with another business partner and the Trump family. It's completely absurd, and it's a type of thing that we need to be talking about relentlessly. It's hard to balance everything as it all comes at muzzle velocity. It's hard to talk about the Qatari jet while also talking about Trump coin, while also talking about, you know, tariffs and his authoritarian tendencies towards other countries, and then also Russia and Ukraine. It's hard, but we can balance it all. And the thing is, if the economy starts to take a downturn, which it seems like it's on the wrong path, the GDP contracted during Q1, the stock market has not really been steady since he took office, allies are being alienated. If the economy takes a downturn, all of the corruption will be under a microscope of the Trump admin, because then the average American will be paying attention. All of the quote unquote fun and games that we're all locked in on will become widespread. But let's continue.
His business partner, who's also helping run World Liberty, Zachary Folkman, he used to run a service called Date Hotter Girls, where he taught seminars about how to pick up women.
Take her home, tell her about the awesome margaritas that you're gonna make at your place. Tell her about the really sweet balcony you have at your place. Tell her about, you know, some video that you saw on YouTube that you have to show her. and, you know, get her home. But the fact of the matter is like, this is a very, very succinct way to go out and get consistent results. Now, the fact of the matter is this, you know, flashy? No, not at all. But I mean, how many guys came here to learn how to be flashy? Okay. How many guys came here to learn how to take girls home and bang them?
So these are the Trump's crypto business partners. And I started looking into how this came to be. And it seems like what happened is that Chase Hero and Zach Folkman met Steve Witkoff's sons. Steve Witkoff is a real estate developer who golfs with Trump, longtime Trump friend. And Steve Witkoff had introduced them to the Trump sons and Trump Sr. And
this is just a perfect example of, I don't even know, a lot of things. I just think privilege in society, knowing the right person can make you a master scammer. This dude knew the son of somebody who was in the Trump orbit, was able to make that connection, which, like, you know, I don't fault someone for taking advantage of the connections, but I do fault them for the end result of scamming the hell out of people, right? But knowing somebody can get you so far in an industry. It's also an example of white privilege, I think. I mean, this all is the fact that all of these white people are walking around scamming people. I say this as a white dude, obviously, but all of these white people are walking around through connections. They are scamming people en masse, and there are no repercussions. Nobody really notices.
And they'd pitched him on this World Liberty plan. And Trump is listed on World Liberty's website as chief crypto advocate. And Eric, Don Jr., and Barron are Web3 ambassadors. World Liberty, this is also par for the course in crypto. World Liberty, they're not really quite saying exactly what it is, but they're going to sell some coins. And the coins, the World Liberty coins were, even by crypto standards, a really unappealing investment. So if you buy World Liberty crypto coins, you do not receive a share of any money World Liberty makes. You cannot resell them unless the rules change in the future.
You can't resell them?
No, they can't be resold.
How do you make money off of them?
Presumably they're going to change those rules. But you're trusting that they do.
But so I buy a World Liberty coin. It costs me just notionally, whatever, $30, $300. There's no liquidity in that?
Literally impossible to resell. Maybe you could do it over the counter to your friend with like a handshake deal, but you can't.
So I'm actually shocked.
Yes.
By the way, this is some insane stuff. Sorry, I'm just letting the video play right now because this is absolutely wild. The Trump administration, in the most brazen way possible, is scamming people en masse. Not only scamming people, but think about all of the avenues for corruption. Trump holds these crypto dinners. The people that attend these dinners now have the ear of the president, hypothetically. They didn't really get it last time because they got scammed. Double scammed. The scammers got scammed by Trump. And this is all because these two dirtbag dudes who are like saying they're dirtbags. One of them had a weed business in college, which, whatever, but I don't know if I want him running the crypto scheme of the president of the United States. And then the other person ran some weird dating website. It seems like two jock bros.
And the first $30 million of the proceeds, after this initial $30 million, 75% of all the money World Liberty makes, both from operations of whatever they will do in the future and from the token sale, 75% is going to be paid to the Trumps as a fee.
Okay, but initially it doesn't make that much money.
Yeah, so Trump's not president yet, and this offering is kind of rejected by the crypto industry. At first, they'd only sold a couple million of the coins. I mean, still not bad. You tweet a couple times, you sell a couple million of coins that can't be resold.
But it hadn't hit that payout level.
Oh, true.
Then comes Justin's son.
You know, this reminds me, before we get into the Justin Sun section, this part is wild, but I just want to show you this article I was reading the other day from the New York Times. It says, when Hillary Clinton was first lady, a furor erupted over reports that she had once made $100,000 from a $1,000 investment in cattle futures. Even though it had happened a dozen years before her husband became president, it became a scandal that lasted weeks and forced the White House to initiate a review. 31 years later, after dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Jeff Bezos agreed to finance a promotional film about Melania Trump that will put $28 million in her pocket directly, 280 times what Clinton made, and in this case, from a person with vested interest in policies set by her husband. The Trumps are hardly the first family to profit off their time and power, but they have done more to monetize the president than anybody who has occupied the White House, and it's been 100 days. The Trump family and its business partners have collected $320 million in fees from a new cryptocurrency, brokered overseas real estate deals, and created a new exclusive club in Washington called the Executive Branch, charging $500,000 apiece. Just last week, Qatar handed over a luxury jet, which was $200 to $400 million. Let's continue with this video.
Who is Justin Sun?
So Justin Sun is a controversial crypto billionaire. He was born in China. He started a blockchain called Tron, and he's best known for his love of publicity stunts. He bought lunch with Warren Buffett to try to pitch him about crypto. He bought a seat on Jeff Bezos's one of his spaceships, which I don't think he ever used. And most recently, he bought a piece of conceptual art, a banana taped to a wall, for $6 million. So Justin Sun is facing a lawsuit filed by the SEC under Gary Gensler. And he comes in right after the election and buys $30 million of these unresellable World Liberty tokens, which pushes them over the line so that the Trumps would, in fact, receive a payout. And Sun says at the time to my colleague that he just liked the project. He was not expecting anything from it, but he's immediately named an advisor to World Liberty, one of maybe 10 people in the industry who are. So now,
and the SEC was investigating this guy so hard that he was too scared to step foot in the US, and then the SEC dropped the investigation.
He's in business with the Trumps too.
And he says publicly that he's triggered this payout to them. Is that accurate?
He makes a lot of noise about the purchase. And the rules of the game are clear to everyone. And in case the Trumps did not know about this, just a few weeks later, he goes to a crypto conference in Abu Dhabi. This is also hosted by Bitcoin Magazine's David Bailey. And
it's a small world.
Yes. At that conference, he is photographed with Steve Witkoff. Witkoff, the envoy, who also plays a big role at World Liberty.
It's insane. It's not even a conspiracy theory. It's just there. It's just brazen. They're not hiding it.
Now said he divested, but Justin Sun gets in front of him there. We don't know what was said, but after that, maybe a few weeks later, Justin Sun buys another $45 million of World Liberty's token.
But I'm sure he wasn't expecting anything. It was just out of the grace of his, like, he's just a good guy.
This point is now just doing a 75% payout to the Trumps, correct?
Yeah. So of Justin Sun, his purchase of World Liberty coins meant that the Trumps were going to get something like $56 million in a payout based on just what he bought. We should say Justin Sun, after a few weeks after he finished buying his $75 million of World Liberty tokens, his SEC case was put on hold.
Thank you. Yep.
And no explanation was given. The SEC...
It was a coincidence, I'm sure. It's not because he just gave the Trumps... No, I can't even say that as a joke. It's just brazen corruption.
It put a lot of other crypto cases on hold, but this is like a very favorable outcome for him.
It's insane, and this is all out in the open. You can find this video in the description. And really quickly, this is important. We've all been experiencing this unseen, hidden phenomenon lately named flooding the zone. I mean, one of Trump's advisors admitted that if you have so many chaotic stories coming out at once, nobody really knows what to focus on. I mean, for example, Trump has been openly questioning the constitutional right to due process. And as that happens, he's creating economic chaos. He's taking bribes from other countries. And some of these stories barely even get picked up. I mean, a lot of news media stations that call themselves neutral or factual actually lean right and don't touch these stories. And if you're only seeing one side of the story, it's really easy for your rights to quietly disappear. That's why I've been using Ground News on a daily basis. It is genuinely the only platform that gives you every single angle. It tells you how biased the outlet is, who owns the outlet, what they're ignoring, and the blind spot feed, for example, is enough alone to see what the right's trying to bury on any given day and what we aren't noticing. There are stories that you'll find in their blind spot feed that show you your blind spot and what you need to be paying attention to at this time. It's a way to subvert the flooding of the zone. Even when I'm reading an article somewhere else, their browser extension, Ground News browser extension, can flag that outlet's bias and pull in the other perspectives on the spot, which is pretty brilliant. So if you want a deal, I got you. Click the link in the description or go to ground.news/AM. Again, ground.news/AM, and you get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the one I use on a day-to-day basis. You get all of the features from the premium plan for 40% off because I got you. So click the first link in the description. Thank you to Ground News for making these videos possible, for supporting the digital ecosystem. Thank you to you guys. Drop some blue hearts, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.